This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. I'm with Lansing Lugnuts pitcher Maximo Castillo. Maximo, how's the season going?
My season is really good. So it's going really good. So my first half, I think it's really bad. So my second half, I made a lot of adjustments with my mechanic, with my bad leg side. I've been working on that. So I need to keep working for finish strong.
Let me talk to you about these adjustments. So for example, what adjustments did you make with your mechanics?
So in the first half, I've been working my back leg side, so I've been really bad with that. So in the first half, you know, when I pitch, I have main and third and second, I have panic because I work really fast. So I don't have control with my body, with my mechanics. So in the second half, I make a lot of adjustments. I be concentrating the hitter. I know focus in the runner, mm-hmm. You know. So I focus in throw quality pitch. When I do that, so I be really good.
Was there a start where everything felt really good for the first time for you?
Yeah. So you know, when I start with the adjustment, I feel bad because never I do that. So now I feel really good. My body feel good with that. So when I do that, when I do, you know, my mechanic, when I start the season, I feel different. So I feel the difference. So now I feel really good with my mechanic. I throw a lot of quality pitch. I work in the zone, you know.
How's your fastball?
My fastball is really nice. So my fastball is really hard. So I be consistent more with my below. So I use more my fastball now because I trust more in my fastball. I can locate Betty.
What's the hardest fastball you've thrown this year?
My top is in 96. I took that in the All-Star game. So the Reds, I thought I 91, 92. 94 sometime. I think it's very good.
How was the All-Star game?
It's very good experience. So it's my first All-Star game in my life, my career. So I enjoy that. I wait for play in the big league All-Star game. It's my scream.
Were there any other players at the All-Star game who you enjoyed meeting?
Oh yeah, so I know a lot of guys. I meet a lot of guys in the All-Star game. So it's really good experience because you enjoy with guys the different thing, you mm-hmm. know. You can ask, you see a lot of guys with 25 years old.
Yeah.
So I ask some question, hey, what you do in that situation? What you do on that? So, you know, I am very young. I need to learn a lot for play big league.
Speaking with Maximo Castillo.
Yeah.
All right, let's ask him about your curveball. How's your curveball doing?
My curve is really nice now. In the first half, it's really bad, so I don't have control with my curve. I want to throw a strike, I know can. So now I make the adjustment. When I do my mechanic, it's really good, so my curve is really nice. I can throw where I want, you know? So I want to throw to the there, I throw to the there. When I throw to the strike, middle, I throw to the middle. So I work on that. I be working my ballet side, my mechanic. When I be good with my mechanic, every pitch is good.
Let's talk about your changeup next. How's your changeup going?
Oh, my changeup is my best pitch after fastball. So I use my changeup more when I want double play or ground ball. So the rest I use more my fastball in and outside and my curveball.
How's your defense?
My defense is really good. So I catch couple rolling. So this year maybe 4 or 3. So I feel really good.
Everything improving from this year, from last year. Do you feel like you're that much of a better pitcher this year than you were in Bluefield?
Yeah, this year is really nice for me. The last year is good too. So this year I learned more, you know. I learned a lot of things, a lot of... It's big difference last year and this level, you know? This level you need learn more. When you pitch, you need make a lot of quality pitch. If you not do that, you'll be bad, you know? You need throw down. So attack the hitter, use your pitches. In Bluefield, it's easy level, you know? You can use more your fastball. So there, you throw three fastball on one hitter, the hitter no make adjustment. Here, you throw two fastball and the hitter look bad. In the third fastball, he look better, you know? I learned a lot of thing about that.
How is it working with your catchers, so Tio and Gold?
I like both. So I love Sotillo because he trusts on me. He want fastball, he's fastball. So he no think anything. He fastball, he's fastball, curveball, he's curveball, or whatever he want, he trusts on that. I like that.
Something else that's getting better with you is your command of the English language. You speaking English. How much better are you at understanding and speaking English?
So the last year, I think I speak English 20%. So this year, I learned a lot of English. I can communicate with American guys. I don't have to see the translator. Mm-hmm. I can talk perfect with American guys. So I need to learn more. You know, I need perfection in my English. So I can keep working on that. It's very important thing for me because, you know, if you don't play more baseball, you can work in whatever place. Mm-hmm. It's really good thing for me.
What has helped you to learn English so well?
The teacher. You know, the teacher, she worked really hard with me every day, every class. I learned a lot of English with this teacher, you know, the Lansing teacher.
Yes.
It's really good teacher. Every day, she worked hard with me.
One thing that I first noticed about you was you have a blue and black glove. When did you get your glove?
Last year. I got that glove last year when I played in Bluefield. You know the uniform?
Uh-huh.
It's black with blue. It's white with blue. So, you know, the same color with my uniform. This year I have red glove. I know use more. I love this glove now. I pitch good with this glove. I need to keep peace with this glove.
When did you get your tattoo on your arm?
Oh, when I signed. You know, three weeks after I signed, I made my tattoo.
What does it mean?
So it's about my mom. You know, the name of my mom, the
Gladys, yeah.
When my mom born, uh-huh. You know, Jesus, the Virgin, Virgin Maria, and the rose. So the tattoo is the Jesus in the Virgin. Take my mom, take care of my mom, you know? Bless for my mom.
When did you last see your mom?
Oh, in January 22, mm-hmm. When I come here. So I have 6-7 months for here. So I can't wait for see my family again. So a couple more days, a couple more weeks. Play hard in the playoff championship, and I go to my home. I go to my home very happy.
What do you like to do with your family?
When 13, enjoy, you know, enjoy. Nice. A lot of time, if I don't see my family, I want to enjoy in the pool, party with my family, you know.
Are you the only baseball player in your family?
Yeah, no, my cousin, mm-hmm. He's a baseball player too, so he played just 2 years when he signed, uh-huh. 8 years ago, so... So now I am just me.
How old were you when you said, I want to be a baseball player?
Oh, maybe 4 or 5. I started playing baseball at 6 years old.
Who's your hero?
My hero? Mm-hmm. Felix Hernandez. Yeah, he's really good. I love him because he be aggressive every time in the mound. I like the changeups, the curve, he's intelligent. When he have bad day, he is the same face, you know?
Yeah.
Never he the head, you know, every time it's up. He keep working, he work hard every day for prepare for the next time.
And finally, Maximo, besides baseball, what do you like to do?
I would like to do swimming, you know?
Yeah.
So I like that because it's really good for my body, for my shoulder. I be healthy every time, you know? So I do that when I in the off season. I do that 3 or 2 times a week. I think that helped me a lot this year. I be consistent with my velo, so that helped me a lot.
Maximo, thank you very much. Good luck the rest of this year.
Thank you.
I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. This was Lansing Lugnuts pitcher Maximo Castillo. You are listening to Lugnuts Baseball.